Way down the court, out to Ramos, tries for three, rings off the glass, into the hands of Schnur, set to Cullahan, off the window for two.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
Mark Feldman, girls head coach at Lorraine High, now joins us at the head table. He says, what are we going to talk about? I said, Coach, we're going to talk about Lorraine High girls basketball as you get ready for this 16-17 season. So what do you want to talk about? What are your expectations with this Lady Titan team this year, Coach?
Oh, we're going to be amazing.
And that's because?
Amazing. Because I'm a great coach.
Well, there you go.
Write it down.
It's good to have you on.
Thank you.
That's all we need to know.
I always love the fact that you're so humble.
Yes, very humble.
Although
we're gonna be better.
A very wise coach once told me, great players can make you a great coach.
You know, the year after, you know, Alex Harris and those guys, Alex went to Penn State and everything, we were that next group, and you and I talked about it a couple times. Well, we were watching film one day, like game three into the season, and we're watching film, and a girl said, Coach, we need a new press breaker. And I said, no, we need new press breakers. that's a true story. Of course, I got a phone call that night.
Well, who are some Lady Titans this year that you're looking forward to working with? Who are some key components of this team?
We're kind of excited. We started two sophomores and a freshman last year, and those are my three best players right now. And they're both sophomores and a junior now, so they know all of our sets. They're making plays out of our sets now instead of just going here like robots. They're starting to, they're understanding the offensive structure and they're making plays out of it. That's what I always try to encourage the kids. Our point guard this year is a sophomore, Normagine. Don't call her that though. She doesn't like that. She wants to go by Nay. Such a much easier to say. She's Naz's little sister.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a real nice kid. She's our point guard, and she's made huge strides this past summer, just as far as handling the ball, handling pressure. Savannah Worthy is another sophomore that's going to get a lot of playing time, probably start. And then Namaje Grant is our three. She can post up. She can handle a little bit. She can shoot a little bit. She can do a lot of different things. So those are our three best players. We got a nice complimentary group. Got Malaya Simmons as a senior, 6'3" girl. She blocks shots and rebounds for us, and she's got a lot of experience. Played a lot of AAU this summer, so she's improved a lot. We've got Brianna Battles also. See, I got six seniors on the team, so we have a lot of experience, and I hope it's going to pay off this year. But once again, even with all that experience, our best three skilled players are the young kids. So
last year's team improved from the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this year's team can improve from last season?
Oh yeah, I think that's my goal. My goal is to double it. We won 7 last year. I want to win 29 this year. So, well, that's not double. That's not double. I want to four. Yeah, so
that's least, that Detroit math.
That's Michigan math.
There you go.
But no, I think we have a real good opportunity to show some real improvement.
And you based that on what? Just the experience factor, Mark, that these girls learned last year?
We had a great summer. The chemistry's great. We have kids get along real good. The kids are excited. They work hard. Our theme this year is just work. And I wanted to say just shut up and work. Because, girls, she's holding me and she's kicking me. And, they tend to whine and complain a lot. I'm like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear about anything. I want you to get roll your sleeves up and go to work every day. And they got to do that every day. So that's kind of been our mantra. They've been doing a real good job. We had a scrimmage yesterday. We were out at Hiram yesterday. We won 2 out of 3. We lost the one game by 2 points. And I got a technical. She made both free throws halfway through the first quarter. So
you got teed up in a scrimmage, Coach.
I got teed up. I said, I know. I'm sitting down.
Remember when you said Remember when you said that shut up thing to your girls?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I always tell the girls, control your emotions. And they say, really, Coach?
So. Now, every coach also has concerns. Mm-hmm. So what's your concern about this team?
We're not very big. We don't have a lot of size. We do have a transfer girl that transferred from Elyria. I don't know if you remember Davion Rudolph.
Yes.
Davi Rudolph, she was one of Elyria's best players last year. She transferred. She can't play for 11 games. So the goal is to dedicate the first 11 games to Davi. and then throw Davia in that lineup and go. So that's, you know, so she's 5'11", 6 foot. Malaya's like 6'2". But other than that, for the first 11 games, Malaya's all we have really have size-wise. We have a couple 5'8 girls, 5'9 girls, but we really – so we're going to have to rebound as a unit. You know, the guards are going to – you know, we're going to have to try to create a lot of chaos. This is probably one of the more athletic – I don't know if you say, oh, you're always athletic, but this is one of the more athletic groups we've had. We have a, we don't really have any slow plotters. You know, we have a lot of girls that are about 5'6", 5'7", that all are long and can get after it. So – you know, hey, Lorain County, that's what we're going to try and do.
So. You mentioned chemistry earlier and that it's good.
Mm-hmm.
How important is good chemistry?
Oh, it's great. The kids, you know, the kids, they cheer for each other. They pick each other up off the floor when someone falls down. They just, you know, it's like, you know.
I guess what I was trying to ask is, does it matter in winning and losing?
It's huge. It makes a difference to when you're in a 2-4-point game, it makes a huge difference when the kids are constantly pulling for each other. We had a little bit of stuff last year where, you know, kids sometimes don't like each other in a team, and they score, and you're like, yeah. You can fake cheer for a teammate. You know what I'm saying? We didn't have that real honest to goodness chemistry, and I think we got that this year.
Coach, how will you define success this year? You said you want to double it. You'd love to go from 7 to 14. But for you, as you've set goals and you've set expectations for this team, how will you define success?
I would define success by the score differential in every single one of our games. If we're competitive in every single game, I think that's, you know, you tell Brian that's what we're going for.
He's listening.
Yeah, you know, Brian wants us to, you know, I'm sure everybody in Lorain wants us to win. You know, we're supposed to be like the boys. You know, that's the goal. We tell the girls all the time, if you want what the boys got, you got to go earn that. And, you know, so far so good. The kids have really, you know, you can tell when kids are buying in and when they're not buying in.
Right.
And this group we have right now, I mean, I wouldn't lie to you. You guys know I don't lie. They're really buying in this year. It's kind of exciting. I think when you guys get to see us play, I think you're going to be able to tell the difference.
We got the holiday tournament to open things up.
Yep.
Good test for your team early on.
Yeah, we got Strongsville to start off, and they graduated, I think, 5 or 6 kids. They've got a big girl. So they're going to be in a little bit of a rebuilding mode, but, you know, Jeff does a great job with them. I know they'll be ready. So that's a good program. So they just move those kids up from the JV, and, you know, they'll be all right. So.
Kind of off topic, but just finally, you know, how exciting to be in your new home and in this new gym at this new school.
Yeah.
I would think your kids have to have real pride and excitement in being the first group to come through there.
It's fantastic, and the kids are real excited. You know, we practice all three teams together every day. We got the varsity down in the JV. We got all three teams in the gym, and kind of keep an eye on everything. It's really nice. Whereas in years past, we've had to have people at different buildings and stuff. And, so it's real nice from that standpoint. But just the newness. It's a 94-foot court, which the kids don't really understand yet that it's actually 10 feet longer than the one we played on the last couple of years. And we had the scrimmages yesterday. We noticed that all three of our opponents yesterday were sucking wind at the end,
and we
had a little bit more than they did. So we've been really working on the conditioning, and you know, that's the way we want to play. And we're gonna have that 94 feet every day.
We're looking forward to being there. We're there for the holiday tournament Thanksgiving weekend. So.
Yeah.
That'll be a lot of fun.
It's gonna be raw.
what's it gonna be?
I don't even know what that means. It's gonna be. I hear the kids say it loud. I gotta be careful. You know, you say something, the kids say.
Easy now.
I thought you were referring to your voice. I said you're in mid-season form already. This is just the preview show.
There you go, man.
Yeah.
Hey, good stuff. Great to have you out here tonight.
Thank you,
guys.
Hope
you had a great time.
Hey, I had a burger.
All right, that's a good thing.
Nice. Thank you.
Mark Feldman, girls head coach at Lorain, joining us here at the head table as we continue on with our high school basketball preview from the girls' side as we talk to all sorts of girls' coaches that have made their way here. Are we doubling up on the next segment? Are we going to do that?
I think we probably could do that if we can get Amy and
Kevin
to agree to that.
Yeah, we're going to have Amy and Kevin come over here, kind of join us both at the table. So a quick timeout. We'll get them situated. More to come from Wolfies as we broadcast live on WEOL and Rob Online
at WEOL.com.